leave your name, but you could help bring this person back to authorities where they have a conversation they'd like to have with him. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:54 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato of the A-Team, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Christmas gifts galore for sports folks in your house, hunters, fishermen. You got people just like great quality clothing. They've got that. And most specifically, we'll talk about the gear Captain Bobby uses and what he's using to catch fish, because here he is. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Doing great, man.
Good.
Now, I've got to ask you this. Here we are next to Christmas here, within 2 weeks. Tell folks, if they want to give a trip with the A-Team, they can do that right now. They can have something under the tree and take that trip later.
That's right. Yeah, you can just hit us through the website give us whoever's name you want to give the gift certificate to, and Miss Kim will customize it for you and email it back to you, and you just hand it to them, and then they can just book the trip whenever. So it's kind of like a layaway program type deal, you know, and it keeps me from having to go out to the store. So it's that kind of gift too. You know?
That's right. It's a winner for sure. And let's talk about how fishing's been since last week. I mean, we had a lot of fresh water coming down the rivers.
Well, that's the bad news. You know, I mean, the Delta, you've been fishing up there longer than I have, but in the 12 or 13 years or so that I've been up there, this is the first year I've ever seen it stay flooded through the entire, you know, late fall into the early winter, and it's not getting any better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, Barry's getting up around 8 feet, and the Tom's going to be about 30, and I think the Alabama's going to be over 40, and basically all that translates to a tremendous amount of fresh water coming down through the Delta. So the Delta, I think, from a saltwater standpoint, fishing standpoint, is pretty well done. I hope we get a shot at it, but it ain't looking good. The good news over towards the Mobile River side, that area fishes pretty well until I think it gets up around 8, which is where it's getting right now, and there's been some really good catches, you know, in that area. You know, you fish some of those slips off the main river channel. The Theodore Industrial Canal is another place that's really kind of come to life here too. That's another place where you've got that big water column, and there's big pockets of salinity. And then even still the tidal rivers, as long as we don't get a lot of rains with the system that's coming through right now, the local rivers have really been good, and that's kind of the go-to. You know, when the Delta gets shut down like it is right now, you can slip into the tidal rivers that line both sides of the bay and down through the Sound, and those hold enough salinity to get, you know, keep fish active through there. And then, you know, you always got, if the weather's right, you can get out towards the mouth of the bay this time of year and fish some of the near structure and some of the bars at the mouth of the bay, and there's just a variety of fish that you can catch out there. So, you know, it's heartbreaking to lose the Delta, because mm-hmm. You know how you I know you love it, and I certainly have fallen in love with it, but you know, there's still a lot of opportunities out there, so and it's really been pretty good in some of those areas I was just talking about.
When you talk about our tidal rivers and going down the west side, the east side of the bay, how do you pick something like that apart? I mean, you say, okay, well, we're going to go to Dog River, we're going to Fowl River, we're going to Fish River, we're going to Bayou somewhere. But how do you – where do you go?
You know, that's a good question. And you know, it kind of – to me, it kind of depends on the day. Like today, when we're getting the weather that we're getting today, the weather that we had yesterday where it starts to warm up, it seems like those fish get really more active on the flats, on the edges of the river channel. Where you get, like, early yesterday morning, we caught all of our fish in the river channels grubbing, you know. So you kind of have to kind of play the weather. But there's, you know, the thing I was telling the group yesterday, we started out slow, but the day turned into a good day. And, you know, the thing about those rivers, all the ones you just mentioned, once those fish are in there, they're not going anywhere. That's the thing. It's almost like fishing in a lake. They're not going to go anywhere. You just have to kind of dial into where they're going to be. And again, usually when I get like really cold, low water conditions, sometimes when it's real sunny, those fish seem to relate a little bit more to the edges of the river channels or the channels themselves. Whereas you get clouds, like we're having today and some wind, they pull up onto those flats on the edges of the river channel. And a lot of the giveaway right now, there's no shrimp in those rivers to amount to anything. So the key, you got to really kind of key on the bait. And a lot of the bait that they're feeding on right now stays on the surface. That's pogies and mullet and that sort of thing. It's kind of a little easier to find them when you start watching for those kind of things.
Great tips, Captain Bobby. We will put them to use this weekend and check back with you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with that man right there, Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go, you may see me there today. Go see the crew and get what Captain Bobby's throwing and catch those fish. We'll be right back.